This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You're with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home.
Yes,
what are you saying?
It's a very nothing. I'm just chatting. It's a very special day.
Oh, and, I see what you're saying.
And
now.
Why is it so special?
Because it's your birthday.
Yes, and that is. Do you know what?
You're longhorn for that one.
People might say that I've been longhorning for a while. Thank you. People might go, yeah, Jacqueline, but there's also 50 million people's other birthdays, and I'm like, well, are they me?
No, no, they are not. But we did find out that on this day, somebody famous does have a birthday.
Yes, it is.
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant.
Who many of our listeners, I'm sure, listen to. He's from Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
What do they sing? Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Oh, I love, woo. There's a lady in something.
In something.
And she's something, the something.
But is she blonde?
And she's hurt. No, I bleached my scalp. It is her birthday, which is good. I'm embracing it. Because normally, we're discussing before, Dean is having a very significant birthday very soon.
Very soon.
And we're both larger than life. The studio can't fit our heads quite in here, but they're doing very well here
doing
at
very
Joy.
Well today.
Thank you very much for accommodating such large heads. But, so we're happy to do our thing, you know. Mics are on, let's go for it. But when we're the centre of attention in the other spectrum, like when it has to be a party, I hate it. Because I'm not having fun, I'm hosting.
You're hosting, that's right.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, people want to have a party for you. It's like, oh, do you want to do this? I'm like, No.
But it seems like in the workplace, some people take a cake in themselves to offer to people to have, and other people expect the office workers to have the cake there for them.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's my birthday, bring a cake. No, it's your birthday, you bring me a cake.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What are the rules?
Speaking of, shout out to my friend Courtney in Perth who bought mini cupcakes to share with
from Courtney?
Or our lovers at Joy. Yeah, they're from Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney. I had one of those. I had the carrot cake one. It was really yummy.
Yeah, I got one with a little teddy bear in that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's fine.
But if you do want to send cake in, we are in Bourke Street.
No, we are. Just send it to the corner of Bourke and Swanston.
We'll work it out.
We'll get it. I'll do a cake.
But if you do want to wish Jacqueline a happy birthday, and why wouldn't you? 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. But also go over to our Facebook page and check out Jacqueline's new do.
Yes, I'm wearing a denim jumpsuit and I bleached my scalp. Why? Because I can.
Because you can.
What, am I going to have kids and get married? No, thank you.
Hey, this is Ella Hooper and you're listening to Jack and Dean on Joy.
Joy!
Joy! Thanks, Ella Hooper.
God, she's amazing.
She's great, isn't she?
She's timeless. She's beautiful, talented,
all of that.
Lovely and sweet.
There you go. Just like yourself.
Yeah.
Just like you.
I tick all boxes. You might even say I'm perfect. I mean, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
You know me too well.
I know you so well.
But that's fine.
But you just had your hair done.
I did. Now, there's a story behind
that. No way. Is there really?
May I indulge myself.
The microphone is yours.
Thank you. I mean, I don't own it. Joy does. Thank you very much for letting us express ourselves on air. I always like to, you know, I think when a birthday comes up, I get a bit reflective and I'm like, who was I? Who do I want to be? Where do I want to be? Mm-hmm. And try and, have a bit of, not so much completely reinventing myself, but sort of.
Just a bit of a freshen up.
And I just thought, you know what?
What?
Because I'm a bit blonde, but it's all the foils, you know, and they get individual strands. I'm like, yo, I just want to go full platinum blonde. I just want to do it. And so I've been working night shifts until like 4 or 5 in the morning. And but the only time my beautiful cousin Kathy, shout out to her, she does my hair. Mm. She goes, oh, I can fit you in at 11:30 in the morning. I'm like, I can do that.
Yes.
I got home at 5:30, whatever. And I was so excited that night to get my hair done. And she messaged me at 9. She goes, I'm so sorry, I've got a migraine, I have to cancel. I'm like, oh, no, but it was for my, I didn't say it was my birthday, I didn't want to make her feel bad. But I was stuck.
Yes.
I needed my hair done. Mondays, do you know what, Dean? Not a lot of salons open.
Oh, is that right?
And then the ones, I'm like, I don't want to go to that place. That place has, like, honestly, 80s pictures outside their thing. So I thought, who do we know? Who do I know that does hair? Who do we know, Dean, that does hair?
We know Rachel.
We know Rach!
Yes!
Our beautiful Rach.
The big breakfast on a Monday.
Yes, gorgeous, gorgeous Rach. And I just thought I'd flick her a message to see if she could recommend me any places.
Yeah.
Because especially with blonde, you need to know what you're doing.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my goodness.
I've never been blonde.
Well, you act like it.
Oh!
Sorry. it's my attitude. And I've gone, hey, Rach, do you know any places? She goes, oh, babe, I could do it for you. I'm like, oh, could you? Ah. Could you? I'm stressing out. I want to get my hair done. And then she was working. She's a busy, busy gal. And yeah. she also did breakfast. Big day, because it was
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, yeah,
my
that's right.
Goodness, what a busy, busy woman. And I went to her, she picked me up from the station.
She's
drove me
service.
To her place.
Wow.
She gave me tea. She gave me hummus. She made me a chicken burrito. And we were there for 5 hours.
5 hours?
Because I've had foils, so it's different colors. So you got to bleach it all. Wasn't good enough because she's a very talented hairdresser. So bleach it again. And then you got to, because it goes yellow.
You got to
tone it to get the white. And then do it again. And then you got to dry it and curl it and do all these things.
Oh.
And then at 10:30 at night, I emerged the beautiful butterfly you see before me.
She did a good job of it.
Oh, my gosh, she did a good job. But it's quite a look. Like, I saw my housemate before she went to work today. She goes, it's a strong look, Jacqueline.
Have you done that blonde before?
No.
Oh, this is the first time.
I've never done this before.
Oh.
But I'm actually waiting. So it's just almost like the white platinum
blonde. Yeah,
but when the regrowth show, I think that's in.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Who says that? So it's a bit rock, a bit grungy.
Or a bit Heather Locklear from Melrose Place back in the day. She had the dark roots and the blonde, the beak.
So outdated, but no, very true. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
So there you go. Yeah, and we have taken a photo and put it on our Facebook and Instagram.
That's right. So you can check us out at Jack and Dean on Joy.
Jack and Dean on Joy. JACQANDDENE.
It's as simple as that. You're with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9.
August 20th,
which would be your birthday.
Happy
birthday, Jacqueline Mifsud.
To mention that every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes, just in case you haven't been paying attention.
Every 34 minutes.
That's it.
Now, Dean, I believe you have a dilemma.
Dean's dilemma is dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male. I don't know if I can say almost middle-aged. I'm getting very close. I'm probably over middle-aged.
I mean, it's presumptuous you'll live to 100.
No one's auditing us. That's right, I turned 50 in less than a month. Very exciting.
And gorgeous. Very
exciting. I look gorgeous. Thank you very much.
I think
much.
I said engorgeous. Doesn't matter.
Engorge.
Well, I am dressed quite nice. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
Anyway. So, Dean's dilemma this week. So,
yes.
I ran for the train this morning, like I do. I takes the train into the office.
Did you say you ran for the train?
I did run. I ran. Just a bit of a jog because it was coming and I ran. And as I burst through the doors, I have to push in. You know how like, the trains are a little bit crowded at sort of before 9 o'clock? Or you wouldn't know this, you're not up before nine.
I am rarely up before nine.
But, you know, the office workers, you know, catching the train 9 to 5, you have to just sort of, you know, move your way in and shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. But I shuffle, 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 and then I look up, and they're a couple of shuffles away from me. It's somebody that I work with.
So you know quite well, or sort of?
Yeah, I know them quite well.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, do I shuffle,
train.
Shuffle, shuffle further, and then stand, you know, cheek by jowl, like shoulder to shoulder with this work colleague and have to engage in witty banter for the whole train trip, or do I just head down, look at my phone and ignore eye contact?
See?
Choices. What would you do?
That's difficult. And it depends where this person sits in your social scale. But also, like, because you can just be like, oh, hello, and you both understand it's a hello, I can't physically approach
you. Like
the
nod of recognition.
Also, I hate when people talk quite, you know, we're going to have a personal conversation loudly in a packed train.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when people use first and last names as well, they're talking about some work colleague, and they don't just say, Betty did. They say, oh, you know, Betty Brown did. It's like, oh, somebody might know Betty Brown.
Hello.
Yeah.
But
so, yes, I didn't shuffle. I'll let you know. I stood where I was and avoided eye contact.
But that, you know, that's, I feel that, and that's anxiety. It's like, oh, this is going to happen, rather than just like, I'll say hello and then be like, yep, I acknowledge that I can't physically move to you.
So you think the nod's enough?
I've done that. I've been in a rush and I've been walking down the street and I've sort of seen someone I know approaching me and I'm like, I don't have time to stop and say hello, which would be the polite thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hello, and then you just kind of keep going.
Yes.
But I did ignore them.
Oh.
But also they weren't a close friend.
But do you do the nod, the smile and keep going?
But I think they did the same thing to me.
So it's okay.
I think it's socially acceptable. They're just like, oh, you know, there's Dean in the train. He's clearly busy. I'm busy. I might see you. I've done that.
I'm like,
oh, I don't want to. Especially you're in the morning, you're tired, you want to think about work, you just want to sit and meditate.
On a crowded train.
On a crowded train.
And in other news, these events have one thing in common. See if you can pick it. The foundation of the Hungarian state in 1000 AD, the birth of Slobodan Milosevic in 1941, the launch of the Viking 1 space probe towards Mars in 1975, the end of the Iran-Iraq War in 1988, the opening of the Oban Busway in Adelaide, the longest directed busway in the world, apparently, in 1989, and the birth of a performer in 1984, variously described as rather funny, a curious oddity that's a bit like something from a 19th century circus, but nothing like Hugh Jackman, a whiz in the kitchen, handy, and Melbourne's very best comic talent, one Jacqueline Mifsud. Indeed, they all occurred on this day. And of course, the last item greatly overshadows the rest. Melbourne's weather. Showers tomorrow and 15. Now in Melbourne, it's 16 degrees.
Get back to me.
Back with the rest of the day's news at 6. Back to Jack.
Oh, thank you. See?
Did you catch all those?
More talk about me. Yes.
Well, I was going to go back to Slobodan Milosevic.
Great feet. No one ever mentions the feet.
Great feet.
I don't know. Well, it's been a bit silly there.
Are you wearing a thong?
I am.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
I mean, your feet.
I think we're... Goodness me.
Do you want to separate you two?
No, I think we should be conjoined. I've got a very sore ball off my foot.
Off your foot.
Speak for yourself.
0427JOY949.
Any complaints directed to Jacqueline Mifsud at JOY94.9?
When it's your birthday, you can't be prosecuted.
Is that true? Is that a law?
Yeah. I don't know.
It should be.
It probably should be.
I study film.
I'd second that.
Aren't you a lawyer?
Fantastic. Yeah. But what do I know?
The weather. Dean, make this end. That's right.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.